You are now tuning into the No Small Talk podcast, and we're your hosts, Ebony and Sherry, two introverts who actually do enjoy conversations, as long as it's not small talk. And you don't have to settle for small talk either. Change the conversation. We're here to show you how.
With our conversation starters, we want to help you enjoy meaningful conversations and build better relationships in order to succeed in business, life, and in love. We'll show you how to be confident, present, and vulnerable while starting conversations that you enjoy.
Relationships, parenting, careers, money, and wellness are all topics we discuss right here on this podcast. So get your headphones, your cup of tea, and get ready to be inspired to start your next conversation. No small talk.
They cannot do what they want. I got my freedom of speech. Yeah. I get to say what I want. They cannot lock me outside. I walk in right through the front. With a big bag like I'm back. You need to get my respect.
Welcome to another episode of the No Small Talk podcast. I am your host, Ebony. And on today's episode, Sherry and I will be sharing another one of our conversation starters. Today, Sherry and I share what we think is the most important thing in life. This is a great conversation starter because it allows you to learn a lot about a person and what the person prioritizes in his or her life. While many of us are quarantined at home and practicing social distancing because of the COVID-19 pandemic, it has allowed us to do some self-reflection on what we think is the most important thing in life. Sherry and I talk about how the value that we place in our faith, our family, has been reinforced during this trying time. In this episode, we also share how we have been coping with social distancing, and we also share some of the ways that we've been and how you can stay connected with friends and loved ones. Stay tuned.
What's the most important thing to you in life?
The most important thing to me in life, outside of my faith, I think that's really important to me, but outside of that, I would say family, and that is something that I am very vocal about. My boss knows that she has my time right now until I get married and have my kids. At that point, I am checking out at 6 o'clock. I am running out of the building, and I am going home to have dinner with my family. And I will say that has been reinforced now with COVID-19 and being home, quarantine, social distancing, where human connection and interaction has been limited. I don't have the luxury of going out and meeting with people. And I think that although having a family has always been a priority for me, maybe the level of intentionality or focus I place on it, while it's there to some extent, I feel like I've been really focusing on it now. And it's because I'm home, right? So before COVID, I'm going to work and interacting with people, my coworkers. So I'm not feeling lonely per se because I'm being engaged. And then on weekends or weeknights, I go out on dates, right? So I'm not feeling lonely per se as much because I'm interacting with people. With COVID-19 and the social distancing and self-isolation, all of that has been taken away. I'm not interacting with any coworkers. I am home by myself with my four walls, and none of that is changing. And what I've been thinking about lately is, could this be my life forever? God forbid.
God forbid.
Because this is not fun. This has not been fun as a single person living by herself. And I've told you this before, I believe, Ebony. Like, I truly understand the severity now of solitary confinement. This feels like punishment. And although it is the best thing for us to do right now to stay safe and minimize the risk of exposure on an emotional, psychological, and mental level, it's really difficult. And I will say on some days, I have been on edge because you don't have that person with you. And I feel like, you know, had I had a family, while we'll deal with the frustrations and the stress of self-quarantining together and what that means and sharing space with so many people, at least we're doing it together and you can share some of your issues, concerns, frustrations, anxiety with the people that you love, but I feel deprived of that. And so what I've realized is that I probably going to work and going on dates, it was probably a distraction. It didn't make me realize how much I longed for the family and how much I needed it. And there are some people who have accepted the fact that they may not have a family for whatever reason, but this COVID-19 made me realize I actually need a family. It will bring me additional joy and satisfaction. For me, being alone, being lonely, it's just not right for me. I need to talk to people and engage with people and interact with people that I love. I want to share my experiences with them. And that's what I've been really thinking about lately. And it's so funny because I was talking to a friend the other day, and she's also single. She's in her 40s. She doesn't want to have kids, but she does want to get married. And she did say that after this situation, she is getting married to the first person, the first man. She's going to be like, yes, yes, I'll take it. It was hard. And I think it's because we really were distracted by the fact that we're going out on dates and interacting with people. So I think sometimes you prolong that process. I've been at home thinking, are there any guys I can just say yes to? Like, are there any guys I was just being too picky about? Am I being too picky? Sure, you better go through your list and pick somebody. I really was thinking about this because I realized that I really want to have a family and start my family ASAP. And so that's what's really important to me right now.
I appreciate you sharing that too, because I think we're the same in terms of what we find important in our life. I also do value and prioritize my faith and my family in my life. And I'm blessed to have a large family, a husband and 5 kids and a full house. So for me, I know that, you know, you're saying that you kind of wish that you had some people around to share this time with. There's some days where I'm like, listen, I need a quiet. I need just 5 minutes to myself, not to make light of the situation. But I am glad that you were vulnerable in sharing that, because there are a lot of people who are currently going through exactly what you're talking about. Depression is real. Anxiety is real. And a lot of people are finding themselves depressed during this quarantine time because they're unable to connect with people the way they're used to, or socialize or connect with family and friends. So I think that you sharing this experience is going to really let a lot of people know that, you know, you're not alone. You're not the only person going through this. There's a lot of people that share these same feelings. But I wanted to ask you, what are you doing to cope with it, the loneliness? Are you connecting with family and friends and loved ones? Because you do have a family. You have your siblings, your friends, your parents. Are you doing anything or being intentional about connecting with people in different ways, like through online mediums and phone calls and stuff like that?
Yeah, I have family, right? But it's just being in the same space with that person. So picking up the phone and calling someone and speaking to them over the phone is something, but it's not the same as being in the same physical space as somebody. And I'm not going to lie, I did something a few weeks ago that was probably irresponsible, but I just needed that. So a few weeks ago, I could not take it. I could not take being in my apartment anymore by myself, talking to my four walls. It was about 10 o'clock on a Thursday night. And I just said, I'm out. And I went to my really good friend, Felina's house. Felina lives in DC, so it's about 30 minutes away from me. I drove to her house. When I got there, I gave her this big hug. I held on to her, I want to say, for like a minute and a half, and she's just dying. And I'm like, you don't understand how much I need this right now. I needed to touch you. I needed to hold you. And again, it was probably not the most responsible thing, because social distancing right now is one of the most precautionary things that we can do to minimize risk. But right, I just needed that. And what I was going through was the realization that people are going to live their life. They have their own families, their own issues, their day-to-day that they're focusing on. And it's easy for people to quote unquote forget about you. And it's not intentionally forgetting about you, but it's living their life, right? So there were times where I felt like, no one called me. No one checked up on me. And I didn't hold it against them because they're living their life. And it made me realize, could I be 50 years old in my house while everyone around me is living their life? And no, that was a fear. And I know my mom and my aunt used to always say the importance of having your own children. She said, you know, as you get older, it's your children that's going to take care of you. Let's say you don't have your own kids, but you have nieces or nephews. Your nieces and nephews are going to love you as their aunt, but they're not going to take care of you the same way they would take care of their mother, right? They'll visit you, but it's not going to be the same way as if you had your child. You know, children, whether they like it or not, whether they want to or not, because of unconditional love, they will love on their mother, love on their father. They will do whatever they can to make sure that they are taken care of. And that same level of commitment may not be the same for an aunt or an uncle. When I say children, it doesn't have to be natural born children. It can be adopted children, but you have someone to come and take care of you, stay with you. And that has been real. I've been thinking about that over and over and over again these past few days. That is real because life is real and people move on. People do things. And again, I'm not holding anyone to it. I'm not blaming anyone because I get it. I really do, especially with COVID. Mothers who are not only working from home, but taking care of children. You're dealing with it, working from home and taking care of five kids. That's a lot of work. And when you do have time, you kind of just want to chill, right? And as much as you want to check in on your friends, you are dealing with your own issues. So for me, it was a realization that people are going to live their life and how's your life going to look like by yourself. And the importance and prioritization of family has really been reinforced for me during this time.
I think it's interesting too, because during this time you realize you want to have family so that they're around you. And then you hear stories of families being forced to be with each other all day long. And the divorce rate apparently is going up. I've read an article that the divorce rate in China, after they went through their whole COVID-19 pandemic on that side of the world, the divorce rates went up astronomically. And attorneys are saying that they expect the same thing to happen here after the quarantine. So it's kind of like the grass is always greener, right? And it's beautiful. Like, I'm not taking it for granted. I have my family here with me. And, you know, even though they're driving me crazy on some days, I do appreciate having them. But at the same time, it's not easy, like you said. You're not having your space. Everyone's kind of being forced to be with each other all day long. And there's something about having some alone time that I feel like is very necessary for your sanity. So not being able to have that can also have its downside effects on people as well.
Yeah, it's so funny because there's this meme on Instagram where it's saying introverts can't wait for self-quarantine to be done with so that all the extroverts in their house can go out.
Maybe that's why I'm feeling this way.
No, I get it. And I do believe the grass is always greener. When I speak to some of my friends who have kids and husbands and like, I need my own time. Mm-hmm. I get that feeling, but I'm also in my mind, I'll take your issue any day. I will live your life right now any day. But I think to your point with the divorce rates, I think that that's also why we need to be very careful about who we get married. And although I joked around about my friend who said that the first person that comes to her, she's going to marry, it really underscores the importance of making sure that whoever you marry, you can live with and you can stay with and you can be quarantined with without wanting to pull their hair out. And of course, you're going to have arguments. That's just natural. If I was in my house with my brother for a few weeks, we will get into quarrels. But I've heard of stories of husband and wives that are really struggling around this time, especially husbands and wives whose life focused or revolved around kids. And now the kids are no longer there. And so they have nothing in common. They don't have those similarities. And so they're just living together, not as husband and wife, but as roommates. And I was speaking to my cousin about this because there is a guy that I've been kind of going through my list of people that I could possibly consider. And there was this one guy, he's extremely nice. I know that he is interested, but I just don't feel like there's chemistry at all. And while he's nice and I will have peace of mind, I don't have that excitement and that joy. And let's say we were together in this quarantine, I think I would feel just as lonely. And you and I have spoken about this before, right? Just because you're married doesn't mean that you can't be lonely. And I definitely believe in that. I've seen that. So he's an example of, while he's nice and I know he cares about me, do I see him as a partner? Do I see him as my best friend? Because that is what is going to matter during hard times. Can I stay in the house with him? Or do I need to go on vacation or go to the movies or go out to eat just to have fun? And there are some couples where their relationship is really based on going out and social gatherings, and that works for them. But I'm a homebody. I like to stay home. And so whoever I am home with, I need to enjoy that quality time with that person.
Right. It's really tough, this whole COVID-19 quarantine, social distancing pandemic that we're going through. And there's a lot of people that are having anxiety, having to cope with stress, fear, and uncertainty. But I think it's important that people understand that we're hoping and we believe that this is only for a short time and that we're going to get through this. And also there are resources that people can access if they are feeling anxious or depressed during this time. And also to lean on your loved ones if you have family and friends that you can reach out to. You may not be able to spend physical time with them, but I think that even if you speak with them every day or FaceTime or video call, can make a difference in that feeling of loneliness and so forth. So
I do agree with that. You know, you and I have FaceTimed each other a few times, and I'm not even a FaceTime person. I think the video chat for me is awkward, but I've had to rely on that. And to be honest, I've had a lot of fun doing it. You and I have FaceTime.
Yeah.
I've video chat with my other friends, and as uncomfortable as I thought it would be, in those moments, I was just having a good time connecting with them. And it did take the connection to another level. So just talking on the phone versus getting on a video chat with them, it was a huge, drastic difference. And so I agree with you. There are some ways that we can minimize the stress and anxiety around social distancing. It just requires us to be a bit more creative. I think you mentioned too that your family, you guys are doing like virtual games.
Yeah, so we have set up a Netflix party, and also we're going to be doing a Zoom game night, apparently, that we're supposed to be doing that
like
in a couple of days. Yeah, I'll let you know how it goes. Netflix has it set up where you can go to like netflixparty.com and actually create a party. You watch the movie together in real time, and there's like a chat box on the side where you guys can communicate and connect while you're watching the movie. And it's great. It's fun. You know, you can have like a little powwow afterwards and discuss the movie and kind of like analyze what your thoughts were and stuff like that.
But how does it work? So you guys are just watching the movie, but then chatting in the chat?
Yeah, you can chat in the, you chat in the chat. Some people have set up where they're on the phone, like a group call, and they're kind of like commenting during the call. Like there's different ways, but the way Netflix has it set up is you can actually chat, like write chat. So if you're watching it on your computer, you can type and you can kind of stream it to your TV or whatever streaming device, your iPad or whatever. So yeah, there are options for people to stay connected even though we're physically isolated from one another. And I think that's important, that people should really try to be as creative with connecting with loved ones during this time period.
Absolutely.
Hope you all enjoyed today's episode. You saw how one question can lead to multiple conversations and deeper dialogue. We challenge you to do the same this week. As you are virtually connecting with coworkers and friends and loved ones, take the time to initiate a more meaningful conversation with someone, and you'll see how you can take that relationship to the next level. Till next time, no small talk. On God, I come from a place that goes so hard. I'm not afraid of words, you can bring the bar. If you don't want problems, then don't start. Don't start. They told me shut up and dribble. Tell your president, act presidential. Bottom line, I won't keep quiet, not this time, not this time.